Welcome everybody, Shea number 1476. We're learning today with the Nishmas Moshe Leiv Ben Ravan Zizel. So the Nishmas Belim Abbas from Moshe and Lerfu Shlem Rafu Avram Nesanel Ben Moshe Leiv and Lerfu Shlem Tzvi Ben Leia Miriam. Getting back to the halachis of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we started last shir talking about, we're going to try and get into the halachis of Divrei Kabbalah, Bezras Hashem. What you could talk about on Shabbos, what you could look at on Shabbos, where you could go on Shabbos, these different type of things. So just to, we said we're going to use the Sefer Klalim sort of like as a springboard and work from there. Okay, so he brings down the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos Perek Chaf Tes, which is actually Dine Shabbos V'Yom Tov Mipnei Kabbalah Kabbalah. And the Sefer Klalim brings him down. So we'll start with that, getting into the Pasuk, couple of Sukkim in, actually in Yeshaya, that talk about that where this these two psukim are really found. It's one pasuk, but it's really two together, and we'll work on it from there and see how the one of the psukim is broken up, cut up into various different sections as to where the various different Yisroelim come from. But we'll see as we go down the line. So just real quickly to start off from the Perek Chav Tes in the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, again brought from the Klalim, which we'll be working out of basically Yesh Devarim. He says like this in Aleph, Yesh Devarim Shehim Asrum B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The things that are also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Afal Pisha Einam Doimim L'Malach, even though they might not be similar to a malacha, and they won't bring you to a malacha. It's not like a gezeira, don't do this, don't do that. It'll lead you to a malacha, but so says the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos. So why are they aser? What's wrong? Mishum Shenema, because the pasuk says, and we'll just read over the pasuk, go through the pasuk today, and then get into how it's cut up, and in other words, how the various different words in the pasuk and the psukim are brought out. So again, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay, so the pasuk is found on in Perek Nun Ches. It's pasuk Yud Gimel Yudalit over there. Just we'll go through it. I don't want to spend too much time in the pasuk per se because we want to get into the halachas of it. But so Yud Gimel says like this. The pasuk says Im Toshuv Mishabbos Raglecha Asayis Chafasecha B'Yom Kodeshi V'Kamrotzo L'Shamas Oineg Likdoy Shashem Mechubad V'Chibalte Miasayis Terechecha. Okay, so it's what does it mean in English? Actually, if you restrain yourself from if you restrain your foot because of Shabbos, in other words, you restrain the walking that you do, what that's all about, obviously we're going to see. You refrain from accomplishing your own needs on Shabbos. Again, we're going to see what that's all about, right? Asayis chafasecha b'yom kodeshi on my holy day v'karasa l'Shabbos. And you proclaim the Shabbos. You're going to proclaim the Shabbos a delight. V'karasa l'Shabbos oineg likdash Hashem mechubad. And to make the holy day and honor Hashem on that day. Right, so that then the pasuk goes further and says, "May I say from what? What am I honoring? What am I honoring it from? If not from the Yisroelim, if not from like the lamites malachas that we spoke about?" Right, Likdash Hashem mechubad v'chibarte me'asay sirachacha mimsay chavsecha b'daber davar. You're going to be honoring it by not engaging in your own affairs, right? Mimsay chavsecha, which we'll see exactly what that's all about. And also from discussing certain things which shouldn't be discussed, v'daber davar, and things that you can't discuss, like, what's wrong? Why can't I talk on Shabbos? What's the problem with that? But we're going to see certain things that can be discussed. So that's, in that way, you'll be honoring Hashem. Obviously, it's a way of honoring Hashem, honoring the Shabbos by keeping the lamites malachas and not doing everything else, moksa mirlach and everything else. But we see over here that this is a different aspect of it, if you want to call it. So then, the pasuk goes on in Yudalid, the last pasuk over there in the parak, in Unchas, Oz tisanek al Hashem, v'hirkav ticha, albomo seyaris, v'achal ticha, nachlas yakav, aficha, ki pi Hashem diber. So, then what's going to happen? Then you'll delight in Hashem, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, I'm going to mount for you, right, the heights of the world, and I'm going to provide for you a heritage, Yerusha, from, of course, the forefathers, from like the Pasuk says over there, Nachlas Yaakov, right, in general, from the mouth of Hashem, has spoken, Ki pi Hashem diber. So in other words, you're going to get great reward for doing this thing. So what exactly are we talking about over here? Good. Refrain from speaking, refrain from doing your own affairs, right? Your needs. But what exactly does that mean? I can't talk, I can't walk, I can't eat. Where do we draw the line? Oh, so but the bottom line is so these are the two pesukim. But the first pesuk in general, the pesuk Yud Gimel, is Bezras Hashem, which we're going to see. Each one of those, not each one of those words, but each set of those words, V'dabedaver, Mimsechefsecha, we're going to see what they entail and what that's all about. Okay, so I just wanted to go through that. That is where the pasuk, where it all comes from. Now, like we spoke about last year, the Sefer Klolim brings down, and it's really coming from the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. So the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa brings these two pesukim, right, like we said. So then he ends off in Aleph, Devarim Eila Heim Nikram Divrei Kabbalah. These Isurim that we're going to be talking about, that we just mentioned, but we don't know what they are yet. We just saw in the pasuk, just going through the pasuk itself, Devarim Eila Heim Nikram Nikram Divrei Kabbalah. These are called Divrei Kabbalah, like the Shmir Shabbos said, and we quoted last time the Sefer Klala mentioning that. Meaning what? Kolem Devarim Shenemru Benevim. These are things that are said in Navi, right, in Yeshaya and so on. Shekulam Kiblu Nevuahs. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. They were obviously given over to Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Matzino Shachmiru Behem Kedivrei Torah. And we're going to see that they're actually quite a number of, Rishonim or so on, or even Achrayim, but whatever the case is, but Rishonim. But we're going to see how that works, that Mamish look at these Yisurim as a deraisa to an extent. Anyways, Matzina Shachmiru Behem Kedivrei Torah, that it's, they have a chomer like, the strict like Divrei Torah. But we'll see, where do we draw the line? The bottom line is we're going to see, actually, it's hard to say that they're 100% like Divrei Torah, but yet they're higher than Divrei Drabonans. So it's sort of like in the middle, but be it as it may, we do see one thing from this shir, that it's extremely, obviously we're learning it out from a pasuk, it's a very strict thing, Divrei Kabbalah, it's not something that could be played around with. And to the extent that it's, even higher than a regular Drabonan, like we said, but we'll see how that works as we actually go through the various different Yisroim. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch HaKol Tuv.